Can we not save that?
No, you have to open it from elsewhere.
Already exists, do you want to place this if I don't know? I said tried to transfer it to my documents, but
Yeah, you have to close that window because that's the save one, isn't it? So, and then find it.
to your spreadsheet.
Okay. You can just leave it on your screen, just plug your computer into the projector.
Yeah, but I'll take out right, I'll just redo it. It's the easiest way.
Prototype anyway. And have a look at that.
Is it round or curved?
No, it's a slightly curved round side. It's almost curved like up to the main display as well. And the little line at the bottom indicates the bit, the panel that you pull down, and the extra function buttons are below that panel on the little line. And we've got the sticker on the bottom with the company logo on.
We also have an Apple slash Cherry design at the top. I don't understand why
There it is, yeah. Cherry is your actually.
Yeah, it's a bit more fun, isn't it? And it's kind of not related to kind of. You think Apple, you think computers like Apple
Yeah,
Mac.
we might get a
What's this?
Then cherries are fun, similarly. Ah, that's the mute.
Oh.
Yeah.
It probably have to be labeled mute. But
Yeah,
I
we
don't really have
can.
anything small enough to try.
For the prototype model, it was hard to get the actual labeling on the visual buttons.
Yeah. We just chose simple shapes for all of them. The important ones are the volume ones, so we made them a bit bigger. The mute could possibly be a bit smaller.
You separate that from color the volume related buttons from the channel related buttons. So you've got the volume in orange on the design there and the channel ones in blue.
Right,
Which is
all these things have cost implications. And so when I'd done my thing on cost, I had assumed that the only button that would be a different color would be the red apple button. So, however, I've never looked for that. But yeah, so but there would be a cost implication on that, and I suppose that so whether one could put in all these colours would be open to debate, I suppose.
All colours wouldn't. They wouldn't be too important, but we didn't have any white Play-Doh.
An
So
important
that would
consideration. Right. Okay. So, and the second one underneath would be the ideal for
Yeah,
the.
so I'll have the side wall.
Right. Okay. So we've got detailed design meeting. Right. So we've got prototype presentation, which we've just done, evaluation criteria, and finance. So I guess we have to evaluate if that meets the various aspects that we're looking for from our previous meeting. So other than the fact that it doesn't have the second layer, but obviously it would. But other than that, we've got the red apple, we've got the buttons. The only thing that has really changed is the coloration of the buttons. And but after the evaluation criteria is the finance and the cost implication. The only snag about this is that the cost is probably kind of important. So and then the production evaluation as to how easy that would be to manufacture. and whether it would.
So he had to do a presentation, or you just confirm the protocol?
This is a presentation of the protocol.
Right. So, as far as the finance of it would be concerned, we'd be to make sure that the cost, i.e. the production cost, because you may remember that was one of the first considerations, was to be in under 12.50 or 12.5 euros. So there's no redesign. So that should, right, so it seems to me that the thing that I have to do is quickly find that
can we get us on the board just so we can see, or do you need to have the figures out?
Right. Okay.
We can do it as we go along with production costs and different approaches.
Right. Oh. Okay, so by the fact that we've got the simple chip and the kinetic energy source, we've got a single curved case, we've got a rubber case materials supplements. So we had decided that we're having rubber buttons and okay, the button supplements, well originally I thought there would just be one in there because it was the one red apple, but so the real question then would come in, do you make all the buttons?
Well,
so we've got one special button form, which was the apple. Everything else is going to be a standard. We've got special material, rubber, wood, titanium, etc. So I was originally I was thinking well, rubber wasn't special, but according to this, maybe it is. So, and I mean, effectively, we've got 16 buttons that we're going to have on there. I don't know. is the sort of answer, is that meant to be all 16 buttons, and therefore, I mean, what's the option was maybe not to have rubber buttons, but just to have the one that was soft and spongy, and therefore,
I think it's just the one.
Whereas it would be the special color would be for the, so you would only have the one special button that was rubber, whereas the rest would be hard plastic.
Yeah, I think the button supplements is just a supplement for all the buttons being made in a different material rather than purple.
Every design change is I don't know. okay. If we just had all the buttons as standard, except for the one red apple, then that would take care of that, I guess. We'd have one special colour and one special button form. Mm-hmm. And when I plugged that in last time, yes, remember it has to be under 12 and a half. As far as I know, that that took care of the various supplements. And if what happened?
You've just gone up the window into another one. It's on the bottom row.
Maybe if you just minimize that one in the top right hand corner of the little box. Yeah.
No, right. Okay, so, but the point would be that if we just did special, sorry, you were saying that it would be that one that you would put in one there.
Yeah.
OK. Okay.
So that's 9.1 there, so we've got some.
So, it, well, it's, no, it's 9.7 I've got.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that would. That would work out fine if. Assuming your correction, or assuming that that one change covers all the buttons, then that would be fine. And there's nothing else, as far as I can see, that we had planned to put on.
The question around there is on the electronics, we've got the sample sensor. At the moment, we've just got a simple chip, which costs one.
Uh-huh.
I guess the sample sensor, sample speaker, would be the voice recognition thing.
Yeah.
Which puts up to four, which would be slightly over our budget, but we could go with something else, and just slightly lower standards.
Yeah.
Maybe go with the one with special form buttons, and we could have.
Well, hold on. If we. Okay, that gives us 12.7.
So maybe if we got rid of like the maybe one of the special colours, kept them all the same colour, then we could have the voice recognition.
But remember that the idea was to keep it the colour of the oh, I see. So just take out the special colour for the apple and.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you have to keep the simple chip there as well? You know how you turn that one to a zero? Wouldn't the chip and the sample speaker be separate things?
Oh,
so
maybe we'd be giving up on the kinetic.
And go for battery instead, that would give you one less.
Yeah, that would save us one, but we'd still be standing.
But you reckon that, I mean, the thing is that you wanted to appeal to people and not have to replace batteries.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is the sort of the whole technology type thing. You were saying the market research that people like kind of interesting gadgets. And I thought it would figure the sample sensor and the sample speaker. Voice recognition would be sort of a worthwhile thing to have. And the sample batteries, or whether they would prefer not. You know what I mean? The problem was the batteries running out and losing the losing the remotes to go decide which of those is more important.
But which do you think, or which do we think, is the more important of the options? In a sense, at the moment, we've got a total which we need to reduce down by 1.2. At least, remember that was a minimum requirement. The other option, if we're planning on just going for something cheap and cheerful, would be to make it, and originally we're going to make it a simple product.
Shall we evaluate the prototype as we've got it now first, and then sort of make decisions about what needs to be changed after?
Mm-hmm, that makes sense.
So we've got a note. It's 13.7, isn't it? With everything we want on.
Hmm. Sorry, do you want that back up?
Presentation.
Right.
I do think the voice recognition thing would be more impressive than the fact that it's got no battery.
Okay, but remember the only reason we were planning on having the voice recognition was so that they could find the remote if it got lost.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. This is about the evaluation criteria that we use for the prototype we've got here. So the left is the design team makes a prototype and we evaluate the prototype against some criteria that we've formulated. No longer going to be in response to the market research. And also finance, I guess. And do that on a scale from sort of true being 1, false being 7, so if it's neither true nor false, then it's 4. So we've got a set of criteria just based on the marketing. We need to add in a financial one as well at the end. So we have to say whether it's true or false that the product looks and feels fancy, whether the product demonstrates technical innovation, whether it's easy to use, whether it's incorporating sort of the fashion elements to attract the buyer, and whether it's a sort of recognisable real reaction product. And I have to go up onto the whiteboard and do this probably. first one is, does the product look and feel fancy?
Okay, well, we had that single curve which was really like the other poets would be. So, and we have the rubber for the spongy cream, which was in at the time.
Yeah.
So, like, it's been fancy.
Yeah, I think we
could get a
two.
I think what is one false or is one true?
One's true.
One's true, and okay.
Four's neutral.
Four's
neutral,
okay.
So,
maybe a two? Yeah, because
we
haven't got the double curve, so we can't.
Yeah, we're not maybe near a three.
Two.
Well, it's just that in a sense, I mean, remember that when you look down, we've got solar power, we've got various other things you could have, and we're not going for these options.
This is just for like the look,
Yeah, I suppose that might be in the technical innovation.
Okay.
How much does a product demonstrate technical innovation?
I suppose we're deciding between the kinetic power or the speech recognition. If we had either of those for our budget, we'd both show the reasonable amount of speech recognition.
Okay. So, what about the prototype as it is? We've got the speech recognition right
now. But not the kinetic.
No, because you can't afford that. We took that out.
We can't afford that.
Alright.
Didn't you?
So it doesn't, it's pretty, the prototype as it is isn't sort of fulfilling the.
No, it's really like neutral, it's got something, but it hasn't got.
Well, in 13.7, we do have kinetic. The problem is we have to reduce down from there to get it down to 12.5. And one way of doing that would be to take out the kinetic. So it's very much dependent on what you do with your options. And if you're definitely going for the sample sensor and sample speaker, then, because that, the other functions we've got in are more at the special material, the rubber, wood, titanium, etc. If you go for that's at the high end, because that's 0.6, whereas down at just special colour is 0.2. Now you're trying to lose 1.2. So it seems to me that if you're going for the sample sensor speaker, you're basically then having to go for the cheaper options on everything else. And the simple way to do it would be to have a battery, to have your sample sensor speaker, and then you're looking to take out 0.2, which would be come from the button supplements category.
I'm just going to check exactly where it's at in the email for
how much of a difference would it make if we made the case in plastic? Because we did say that we don't want to follow the fashion too much. The buttons are rubber. That might be spongy enough.
Interface type, well, plastic rather than rubber. That would make the cinema difference. If you have that in plastic rather than rubber, then that would enable you to get, you could keep kinetic then, you could keep your sample sensor and you'd be looking to take out 0.2. So you could fiddle that down your special form at the bottom or your special colour at the bottom, and that would enable you to do it.
Okay. So as we make it slightly more fancy, then we lose points of innovation, if we make it more innovative,
yeah.
Then we lose points of being fancy.
I just read the email again, it sort of says it's evaluated
Well, okay, but.
Well, I suppose it's rubber as it is, isn't it?
It's rubber as it is, yes. We've got 13.7 and we've got it in at the moment, and if and basically we're going to reduce down from that, but the current one you'd say would be fancy would be 2.
Yeah, I'm for innovation, so you've got the speech thing.
I would have said about a 2 as well. Next one, well, I can just sing about easy to use. I would have said yes, I would go for a 1 on that at this point in time. Incorporates elements of fashion to attract buyer. Well, yeah, it certainly has some.
Yeah, it's got the cherry and the sponginess.
Yep. I don't know.
Yeah, it's doing it quite well.
Yep. Yeah, I would have said 2 would seem reasonable. The product is a recognisable, real reaction product.
Is this in the sense of using all of its products, all of its buttons at the start, have a big label on the bottom saying...
Yeah, that's a bit
rough. So this is about sort of...
Yeah, well, it's got the same speech feature as the coffee machine.
I suppose it's kind of a spongy, rubberiness of them, the more kind of comfortable, the kind of sleek and new age. It depends just where you look at it.
Okay, so we're going for a
2, 3?
Well, the logo would be more recognisable. It's just that the pen wouldn't really write on that paper.
Sure.
But I think the logo would definitely be recognisable, and it does have attributes that other products do. 2, 5, go for it.
Right, okay. 2, right, come on. That's that decided. Right, so we're now on to changing it to get it to fit in with the budget requirements. And then.
Yeah.
What
are all the numbers mean then? Do I add them up and maybe sell it
to anything?
About a 2. 2.
1.8
is what it's going to be. So yeah,
pretty close to a 2.
Yeah, so
it's. So
that means
pretty good at the moment, but it's going to get worse, isn't it?
Yep.
Trying to make sure it doesn't get.
Two,
so
2.2
bad,
yeah.
So really, a definite, was it 13.7 was
a
definite price for all the features we said it has?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you can lose 1.2 and still meet the requirements. Okay, well, I'll put it back on.
I guess this is the last stage once we fill out the findings.
Yes, I would have thought so.
Yeah, we'll make adjustments and then see how it works.
Okay, so what was it? Control F8, wasn't it? Oh, okay. Right, okay. So you can see there that if you want to keep kinetic, right, you've got a choice there of going down to battery, which would save you 1. You've got the sample sensor and sample speaker, which is your big item.
Well, actually, we just have a plastic case and we lose 2.
That's right.
Which gets us...
Which gets you...
Right within the budget range.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that'd be fine, because that was just a trend, and we do have rubber buttons anyway.
So that's 11.7, and then we can make sure we definitely have all the button supplements.
All right.
Different colours, yeah. Yeah, I was thinking that because maybe the sort of rubber case is a bit less in sort of the corporate identity than a sort of a sleeper plastic case.
Yeah.
Okay.
That will last have all the time conversations. We lose a little bit on the.
So we're going for plastic, yes?
Lose a little bit on the fashion, yeah. But
yep.
That's within the budget. Do we actually have, do we just have one special? And
these
special forms down here.
Well, there was debate as to how you would count them. You got special colour. Well, originally I was assuming we had the red apple, and therefore that was the special colour.
Yeah, I think we should just imagine white buttons.
We've got enough.
So we've got enough. Well, we've got special form. Now that would be one button, and the question was that all buttons or is that just one button? Because our plan really was to have one button only with the special.
So
no matter how you look at that, that would be the same. The other thing would then be special material, rubber, wood, titanium.
I think maybe the special colour we've got three now, just because because of the volume buttons are different. I guess we'd have the ones which are blue at the moment.
All right. So the special colour, you want three in there?
Yeah, which I think we should, yeah, that's probably fine for
okay.
I think you just need two for special colour because it's just two supplements. You know, one original colour and then two supplements.
That makes sense.
So we only need two for that.
Okay.
Because when these are moulded, the long colours can be moulded out of a piece of plastic.
Okay, yeah, I'd agree with that, I think. So special colours two.
Mm.
We've got special form is the one apple. The rest are all standard, although you could argue that should maybe be... You were making these buttons down the bottom, I was presuming, bigger than the other ones, or were you? Was that the idea?
Yeah, volume ones.
Maybe that'd be a second supplement.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a second special form.
Uh-huh. I would have thought that's probably about...
Well...
Okay, so...
I think that should still be okay.
Right. Yep, that makes sense.
So we decided we've lost a little bit on the fashion and lost a bit on the fancy kind of.
Yep.
But generally speaking, we've kept the last piece to it.
I would have said so. So you maybe put fashion at three rather than two.
Well, it definitely fits the real product. What's the.
Real reaction product. I'm not quite sure what does that mean.
Yeah, it still seems to definitely fit that, so that's like if that's a new age kind of innovative company, then having the kind of feature and the voice recognition.
Yep.
So if we put in for another special form on a button, then maybe they could be a different shape. Like we've got a cherry one. Maybe the ones could be something else shaped. I don't know.
You mean
as soon as it's cheaper to make them a different. As soon as we've made it a special form, so. And that would sort of maybe keep us close on a sort of fashion type one. Maybe sort of keep it quite fancy as
well. Well, you could argue you might do it once a year. You would change. Because at the moment you're making it a red apple.
Yeah,
so next year you could make next year's model the same, but have it as a whatever a lemon, yeah, a lemon or something.
Yeah,
and
the
that.
Could be lemon or something.
No.
Okay. What have we got rid of?
Yeah, the main thing we've changed really is the casing, isn't it?
Say quite a bit, so you've just got the push button in space, which is by far the cheapest.
Yeah.
So maybe just like not having that, maybe lost something on the innovation side. Yeah. And because that is like the most standard type of that.
So we've got rid of the rubber cape, but we've now sort of got an extra form and an extra colour for the buttons. So maybe in terms of sort of fanciness and fashionability were pretty much the same.
Yeah.
So maybe put two again,
And everything else has stayed pretty much the same.
Well, ease has certainly stayed.
Yeah. Yeah, so anything the special forms makes it slightly easier to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what about the sort of innovation?
Well, we've still got the kinetic energy.
And the speech feature.
Yeah, the speech feature.
And then corporate identity.
I think we've kind of just got the same thing we lost. It's hard to tell how the rubber.
How it would play out.
Maybe doing the whole thing in a light shade of blue.
But then what colour would you make
the
ours?
This is the company logo, so maybe it's a full set design
issue. Well, but you've got the company logo on there, which would effectively be a stick-on badge.
Okay.
So you're, in a sense, you're comparing the product without the company logo, and then but you've got the space for it to stick it on.
What's the company colour?
No, I
don't think so. But in the sense that, as you saw with the Windows logo badge, it doesn't really matter. There's virtually the way that you frame, you know, the Windows badge on there. It really doesn't matter what colour it is, so long as our company's logo is framed in the same way as that, with like a black outline. In fact, they've got black and white, or black and silver. So basically, even if you had a silver, the same colour of silver on your display, because you've got effectively a double edging on the logo, it means that it splits off what your logo is from the product. And that's actually quite a sneaky way of doing it.
Because you've got sort of, you've got 0.2 flavour if you really want.
You could put in
another colour.
Well, in this one, you've actually got three colours of buttons. We decided that the blue ones were the standard colour.
Okay.
So you were talking about, we're assuming that all the buttons on the second panel, the hidden away panel, would all be standard.
Yeah.
Which may or may not be the case.
Yeah. So
you're saving 0.2 for profitability. Well, yeah, but Was there not a button that you were thinking of on the other option, you know, on the second page, as it were, that you were thinking of maybe having as a different colour?
I don't think there would really need to be. I think if they were just all small round blue buttons, it would be fine.
Maybe for the one they're going to see all the time, you make it look good and fit the kind of idea of what they want. And then for more functional buttons, we don't worry too much about it. We just have that as like a, plus it's hidden away anyway, you can see it at the start.
Yeah. And it's a sort of thing that, I mean, you don't have to pick up the controller and just hit a button.
Yeah.
Change channel or volume. So if it's dead obvious, then that's fine. But if you're opening the panel and you're looking and you're tuning, so you're paying a bit more attention. So maybe sort of different colour buttons isn't so important.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
So we just add that to profitability in effect.
Yeah. I mean,
and you're still. Right, so we're meant to finish up in 5 minutes.
Shouldn't we maybe lose a point on fashion, 4.3, because we've lost the overall spongy feel? Because it doesn't seem right that it just hasn't changed at all.
You said that because you got rid of the bubble, we put an extra sort of fruit shape on one of the buttons.
Can you
decide
what that was? Which button it was?
Well, you could have lemon shaped ones, but a
volume one. Ah, that idea. That's good.
Yeah.
You have to have a rubber case.
come back.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think
so we're okay this way around?
Yeah.
Until the design team comes in and says, get off, but you are the design team.
And we say it's fine, so we'll get.
So what bit are we on to?
Can I just check if that's a cherry or an apple? Did we decide against the apple because of Applemac? And did we make it
yeah.
a cherry
edition? Right. Oh, okay.
Just in case we need that 0.2 for our lawsuits.
Rats, I forgot that on there.
So were we aiming for a certain target on that scale?
Well, we're aiming for one program. But it has to fit into the budget, so I guess we just have to adjust things to get it within the channel.
Well, we seem to manage something in each criteria.
Yeah.
We haven't been left anything else, so.
Yeah, I think.
There's an overall product which has to be quite cheap. It's just about cheap.
Yeah.
Do I have anything else to discuss?
I don't know, what's on the agenda?
Okay, so we've done the finance bit and the Excel project, and we've done the redesign, so we're now on to project process, satisfaction with, for example, room for creativity, leadership, teamwork, means, etc., whiteboard, digital pens, etc. So we're actually now, in a sense, onto the evaluation of the course rather than the evaluation of the project, is my understanding of it. So what did you, and remembering that nobody's just over the curtain. So, so I suppose the easiest way of doing it is to put some notes down, which I will do. So I think I have to finish that page. Right, okay. So, project evaluation. So, creativity. Did you feel you got a chance to express yourselves well enough?
I've got some of the divisions there between sort of the individual meetings, but they're arbitrary.
Individual meetings, what do you mean?
Yeah. Well, we were finding out various things in
On your own?
Individual in between the meetings, and they didn't, the one meeting didn't always follow on to the other one, you know, so they had things thrown in the second meeting where, you know, you'd looked at the remote controls and seen the coding is wrong. In the first one, you'd also looked at some remote controls and looked at the buttons. Don't understand why there'd be in separate meetings that you'd do that and you'd sort of present it one or something like that.
Well, the only thing you find is in a manufacturing process, you would normally, you go to a meeting, you decide, right, you do this, you do that, you do that, then you go away, you find out information, you then come back, you then discuss it, you then go and change things around and then go back. So
yes, this is the reward you'd be getting out of finding more information each time.
Whereas this time you're really getting it from a database source, so it's not.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what do you want to put down? Seemed okay, creativity seemed okay, flow of information on any given subject. Given subject, sometimes disjointed.
Yeah.
I think it maybe could have been a slightly more creative project when a remote control isn't the most
kind of
fancy thing that you could imagine designing. I can't think of a better example.
Could have used a different example to increase.
Yeah.
Is this think it fits the purpose of something everyone knows about, you know?
Creativity.
Something you kind of need to look at and
you have to do it within a set time frame is the other thing. So
yeah. I always think like it's a bit restrictive just to say that you have to design a television remote control. It depends what sort of business you're in, I guess. I mean, this one seems to be one. On the website it looks it's quite innovative, but we've come out with some booking shop product that's, you know.
That's just one of the things, like companies can have like a range of products and
But the other thing is that I mean, I'm guessing that they're trying to use this software to demonstrate how you could do a project. I mean, my wife at the moment, for instance, is acting as a computer for. Normally, you got a problem, so you go to your tutor and find out information to see how to get it fixed. So what she's doing is she's having to spend a day at the computer terminal at one end so that any student that comes along can ask whatever question, and then you, or the idea is that the whichever person's at the other end can point them in the right direction, show them where to either give them directly, give them help, or secondly, point them in the right direction, either at the library or come back or go and see Joe Blogs or whatever. So, and that was a project, I suspect, similar to this, because they were actually trying to debug the computer software to enable it to work, and of course you had the machine crashing and various things going wrong.
So,
all right, so we've got to.
If you look at their products on their website, the Real Reaction, I mean, it's all pretty high tech and cutting edge.
New ideas found, did we find any? No.
It's what I do with this, the whiteboard, and then it just depends.
Right. Leadership, teamwork.
So, did you find a new idea in sort of a kinetic remote control?
You've got voice recognition computers. Well, it's not remote controls.
But it's a different application of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's like the same products which put together in a different way.
So how do you reckon teamwork went?
Yeah, I guess we all had separate ideas and discussed.
Yeah.
To go reasonably well, okay.
I don't think sort of the budget allowed us
arbitrary.
Well, I mean, I don't think it, I could spend the 50 billion to rescue their products. I mean, they've got all these sort of, you know, high definition DVD and portable 7-inch lightweight computer screens. I'm thinking, you know, one cheap remote control isn't really good.
So we're meant to comment on leadership and means, e.g. whiteboard, digital pens, etc. And new ideas found was the other thing.
Well, we can't really all fairly comment on leadership because you were the project manager, you were the leader. So our experience of leadership wasn't really as much as yours.
No, I'd much rather be marketing, but and I certainly didn't get this computer to work as well as I would have liked. However, right, means, so whiteboard, so really it's equipment.
What you're
writing, and then what do you do with it? Where do you get the recording? Do you
plug in
the computer or something?
Right. New ideas found, so one or two. With a voice activated.
Voice recognition.
Recognition.
Pretty much.
Right, so. Are the costs within budget? Yes. Is the project evaluated? Yes. Don't forget to complete final question and meaning summary, then celebration.
That's good, sir.
I think we've got two questions, isn't it?
Yeah.
Report on the last meeting.
So, we don't. So, really. I tried to save this the last time at 12.3 and it didn't seem to have saved anywhere. Mind you, the figure last time was different, but it should be possible.